Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary ways in which He is working in your life, even through the painful process of removing certain people from your circle. As you journey through life, it's easy to become attached to the relationships and connections we form along the way. But the truth is, our God is a master potter who is always molding and shaping us into the vessels He desires us to be, even when it means removing people who no longer serve His purpose for our lives. In this video, we'll uncover 10 powerful reasons why God removes people from your life, and how these divine interventions are ultimately for your good and His glory. Through the wisdom of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced similar pruning seasons, you'll gain a renewed sense of trust and faith in God's perfect plan for your relationships. When we choose to surrender our connections to the loving hands of our Heavenly Father, we can trust that He will remove anyone who is hindering our growth, holding us back from our destiny, or leading us astray from His perfect will. He is the God who specializes in cutting away the dead branches in our lives so that we can bear even more fruit for His kingdom. So if you've been experiencing the pain of losing relationships, or you're wondering why certain people have been removed from your life, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of divine pruning to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be struggling with the loss of relationships and need to be reminded that God is working all things together for their good. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this life-changing message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can stand united in faith, trusting in the perfect plan of our Heavenly Father for our lives and relationships. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust Him with your connections and believe in His ability to prune away anything that is not bearing fruit in your life. Remember, every person that God removes is ultimately making room for the relationships He desires to bless you with. Keep holding on to faith, surrendering your circle to His loving hands, and watch as He transforms your relationships into a beautiful garden that will bring forth a harvest of righteousness for His glory. Number 1. God, in His infinite wisdom and perfect love for us, sometimes removes people from our lives to protect us from harmful influences. Even those closest to us, the ones we trust and cherish deeply, can at times lead us astray from the righteous path God has laid out before us. Through their actions, words, or lifestyle, they may tempt us to sin or cause us to question and doubt our faith in the Almighty. It's important to remember that as Christians, we are called to live a life that is pleasing to God, one that reflects His love, grace, and holiness. The Bible warns us in 1 Corinthians 15:33 that bad company corrupts good character. This powerful verse reminds us of the significant impact that those around us can have on our spiritual well-being. When we surround ourselves with individuals who engage in sinful behavior, speak negatively about our faith, or live in a manner that contradicts God's teachings, we open ourselves up to spiritual attacks and compromise our relationship with the Lord. Their influence can slowly erode our moral foundation, causing us to drift away from God's loving embrace and into a life of sin and darkness. However, our Heavenly Father, in His infinite wisdom, recognizes when a relationship has become spiritually toxic and detrimental to our growth in Christ. He sees the danger that we may be blind to and intervenes to protect our souls from harm. Just as a loving parent would remove their child from a dangerous situation, God removes those harmful influences from our lives because He desires the very best for us. It may be painful and difficult to understand when God removes someone we love from our lives, but we must trust in His divine plan. He sees the bigger picture and knows what is necessary for our spiritual protection and growth. We may not always comprehend His ways, but we can rest assured that He has our best interests at heart. In those moments of loss and confusion, we must turn to God for comfort, strength, and guidance. Through prayer, reading His Word, and seeking godly counsel, we can find peace in the knowledge that God is working all things together for our good. He will never leave us nor forsake us, and He will provide us with the support and love we need to navigate through life's challenges. As we continue on our Christian journey, let us be mindful of the company we keep and the influences we allow into our lives. May we seek to surround ourselves with individuals who uplift us, encourage us in our faith, and help us grow closer to God. Let us pray for discernment and wisdom to recognize when a relationship may be leading us astray, and trust in God's perfect timing and plan when He removes people from our lives. Remember, God's love for us is unchanging and eternal. He desires to see us flourish in our faith and walk in the abundant life He has prepared for us. Trust in His guidance, lean on His strength, and allow Him to shape and mold your life according to His perfect will.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As you do so, you will find joy, peace, and purpose in your journey with Christ. Number two, my dear friends, God often works in mysterious ways in our lives, and one of those ways is by removing people from our lives at certain times. While this can be painful and confusing, there is often a deeper spiritual reason behind it. One of those reasons is to teach us to depend on Him alone. As human beings, it's natural for us to rely on the people in our lives for strength, guidance, and fulfillment. We look to our friends, family, and loved ones to support us, encourage us, and meet our emotional needs. There's nothing inherently wrong with this. God created us as relational beings and wants us to have strong, healthy relationships with others. However, sometimes we can become too dependent on other people and start to put them in the place that only God should occupy in our hearts. We might find our identity, self-worth, and happiness primarily in our human relationships rather than in our relationship with God. We may rely on others to always be there for us and to never let us down. But the truth is, even the best of human relationships can fail us at times. People are imperfect and can disappoint us, hurt us, or leave us, even if unintentionally. Only God is completely faithful, dependable, and unchanging in His love for us. So when God removes someone that we've really depended on from our life, as painful as it is, He is actually doing a loving thing for our spiritual growth. He is teaching us to put our trust and dependence fully in Him rather than infallible human beings. It forces us to turn to God to meet our deepest needs for love, for comfort, for guidance, for strength. Like the psalmist, we learn that God alone is our refuge, our portion, and our delight. Psalm 73:25-26 says, "Whom have I in heaven but You? And earth has nothing I desire besides You. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Losing human support, as difficult as it can be, has the benefit of teaching us that God is the only truly unchanging, completely dependable source of everything we need. He will never leave us or forsake us. His love is unwavering, and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. In those times of loss and feeling alone, we can run into the strong, steady arms of our Heavenly Father, knowing that He is more than enough for us. We learn to say with the Apostle Paul, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." So if you are going through a time where God has removed someone significant from your life, take heart. Know that in His incredible love and wisdom, He is drawing you closer to Himself. He is teaching you to find your sufficiency, your strength, your hope, and your joy in Him above all else. As you depend on Him alone, you will experience His faithfulness and love in deeper ways than you ever have before. You will look back one day and thank Him for using that loss to solidify your trust and dependence on Him. He will never fail you, and His grace will always be sufficient for you. You can depend on Him alone. Number 3. One reason why God may remove someone from your life is to free you from unhealthy emotional attachments. As humans, we have a natural desire for love, security, and acceptance. We often seek to fulfill these needs through our relationships with others, whether it's a romantic partner, a close friend, or a family member. While it's normal and healthy to form emotional bonds with others, sometimes we can become too dependent on these relationships in an unhealthy way. When we idolize a human relationship and look to it to provide the unconditional love, security, and acceptance that only God can truly supply, we set ourselves up for disappointment and heartache. No human being is perfect, and even the most well-intentioned person will eventually let us down in some way. When we place unrealistic expectations on others to meet our deepest emotional needs, we create dysfunctional relational patterns that can lead to codependency, enabling, and other unhealthy behaviors. In His infinite wisdom and mercy, God may choose to remove an unhealthy emotional attachment from our lives in order to liberate us from these damaging patterns. While it may be painful in the moment, it is ultimately for our own good and growth. By removing the person we have become overly dependent on, God is actually freeing us to find our emotional fulfillment in Him alone. God wants us to look to Him as our ultimate source of love, security, and acceptance. He desires to have a personal, intimate relationship with each one of us, and He is more than capable of meeting our deepest emotional needs. When we learn to find our sense of worth and identity in Christ, rather than in any human relationship, we become emotionally healthier and more resilient. Furthermore, when we are no longer emotionally dependent on others in an unhealthy way, we are better equipped to form healthy, balanced relationships. We can learn to love others without idolizing them or expecting them to fulfill us in ways that only God can. We can set appropriate boundaries, communicate openly and honestly, and extend grace and forgiveness when others inevitably fall short. It's important to remember that God never removes a person from our lives arbitrarily or without purpose. Every loss and every change is an opportunity for growth and transformation. When we trust in God's goodness and sovereignty, even in the midst of pain and uncertainty, we open ourselves up to receive the healing, wisdom, and strength that He longs to give us. If you find yourself in a season of loss and transition, take heart. God sees you, He loves you, and He has a good plan for your life. Lean into His presence, pour out your heart to Him in prayer, and trust that He is working all things together for your ultimate good. As you learn to find your security and fulfillment in Christ alone, you will discover a love that never fails, a peace that surpasses understanding, and a joy that cannot be taken away. Number 4. One of the reasons God may remove someone from your life is to make room for new divine connections. God has ordained relationships for us that are crucial to fulfilling our purpose and potential. He knows the people we need in our lives to help us grow, learn, and accomplish His will. However, sometimes the people currently in our lives may be occupying the space these divine connections are meant to fill. Their presence can delay or obstruct the appointed people from coming into our lives at the right time. Just as a gardener prunes a tree to promote healthy growth and make room for new branches, God may prune our relationships to create space for new growth and divine connections. He may remove people who are holding us back, draining our energy, or leading us away from His purpose for our lives. In the Bible, we see an example of a divinely arranged meeting between Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. God sent Elijah to this widow at a time when she was in desperate need. She was down to her last bit of flour and oil, preparing to make a final meal for herself and her son before they starved to death. But God had a plan. He used Elijah to provide for the widow and her son, and in turn, she provided for Elijah during a time of famine. This story illustrates how God orchestrates encounters with key people when we need them most. He knows the relationships we need to fulfill our destiny and to accomplish His purposes in the earth. When God removes someone from our life, it may be because they are not part of His divine plan for us. He may be clearing the way for a new person who will help propel us into our destiny. It's important to trust God's timing and His wisdom in these situations. He sees the bigger picture and knows what we need better than we do. When we surrender our relationships to Him and trust Him to bring the right people into our lives at the right time, we open ourselves up to divine connections that can change the course of our lives. In conclusion, if you've experienced the pain of someone being removed from your life, know that God has a plan. He may be making room for new divine connections that will help you fulfill your purpose and potential. Trust His timing, lean into His love, and be open to the new relationships He wants to bring into your life. With God, the best is always yet to come. Number 5. When God removes people from your life, it can be painful and confusing. However, one powerful reason He does this is to break generational curses and habits that have been holding you back from walking in the fullness of His plan for you. We are all profoundly influenced by those closest to us, especially family members and longtime friends. While these relationships can be wonderful, they can also transmit ungodly mindsets, addictive behaviors, and dysfunctional patterns from one generation to the next. These strongholds often take root in our lives without us even realizing it, keeping us trapped in cycles of sin and brokenness that prevent us from becoming who God created us to be. But praise God, He is committed to our freedom. He knows the chains that bind us, and in His great love and wisdom, He will do whatever it takes to set us free, even if that means separating us from people and places that are tied to destructive generational influences. This is not a new concept. In fact, it goes all the way back to the Old Testament with the story of Abraham. God called Abraham to leave his country and family so he could break free from the idol worship and ungodly ways of his ancestors. Though undoubtedly difficult, this separation was necessary for Abraham to fulfill his destiny as the father of our faith. In the same way, God may be calling you to distance yourself from certain relationships that, although meaningful, are holding you back spiritually. Perhaps you have a family member who constantly criticizes your faith or pressures you to compromise your values. Maybe you have a friend who is struggling with addiction and keeps pulling you into unhealthy situations. Or it could be that you're simply in an environment where ungodly behavior is normalized, making it harder for you to grow in your walk with Christ. Whatever the case may be, trust that God has your best interests at heart. If He is removing someone from your life, it's not to punish you, but to protect you and position you for the abundant life Jesus died to give you. As you step away from these relationships, He will provide the grace and strength you need. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you in your faith and speak life over you. Breaking free from generational curses and habits is not easy, but it is so worth it. As you allow God to do this deep healing work in your life, you will experience a newfound sense of freedom and purpose. You'll be able to live out your God-given calling without the weight of ungodly influences holding you back. And as you walk in obedience and faith, you'll create a new legacy for the generations to come, one marked by righteousness, wholeness, and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. So if you find yourself in a season where God is removing people from your life, don't lose heart. Embrace the process, knowing that He is making a way for you to step into the abundant life He has for you. Trust His love, lean into His strength, and watch in awe as He transforms even the most painful situations into something beautiful for His glory. Number 6. When God removes people from your life, it can be a humbling and transformative experience. One of the reasons He does this is to confront and deal with the pride in our hearts. Pride is a dangerous and insidious sin that can creep into our lives without us even realizing it. We may start to feel self-reliant, unteachable, and arrogant, believing that we have all the answers and that we don't need anyone else. But God, in His infinite wisdom and love, knows that pride is a barrier to our spiritual growth and relationship with Him. He may allow key relationships in our lives to be removed in order to humble us and teach us important lessons. These relationships could be with people who once looked up to us, depended on us, or made us feel important. Losing these connections can be a blow to our ego and can leave us feeling vulnerable and exposed. However, it's in these moments of humility that we can truly learn and grow. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, who lost his kingdom until he acknowledged God's sovereignty, we may endure humbling relational losses to learn the value of true humility. Nebuchadnezzar had become proud and arrogant, believing that he had achieved greatness through his own power and might. But God stripped him of his kingdom and humbled him until he recognized that God alone is sovereign and worthy of praise. In the same way, when we lose relationships that once fed our pride, we have an opportunity to turn to God and acknowledge our dependence on Him. We can learn to find our identity and worth in Christ alone, rather than in the opinions and approval of others. This process of pruning and refining can be painful, but it produces a greater Christ-likeness and humility in us. As we navigate these relational losses, we can take comfort in knowing that God is always with us and that He has a plan and purpose for our lives. He is working all things together for our good and His glory, even when we don't understand His ways. We can trust that He is shaping us into the people He wants us to be, and that He will provide the relationships and connections we need in His perfect timing. So if you find yourself going through a season of relational loss, take heart, embrace the opportunity to humble yourself before God, and allow Him to work in your life. Seek His face and His will above all else, and trust that He will guide and sustain you through every challenge and change. Remember that true humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. It's putting God and others before your own desires and agenda. As you walk in humility and surrender to God, you will find a deeper sense of peace, purpose, and joy. You will be better equipped to love and serve others and to make a positive impact in the world around you. So don't resist the pruning process, but embrace it as a gift from a loving Father who wants the very best for you. Trust in His goodness and faithfulness, and watch as He works in and through you for His glory. Number 7. My dear friends, when God removes someone from your life who has deeply hurt or offended you, it can be a challenging and painful experience. However, it is also an invitation from God to learn the power of forgiveness and to release the weight of offense from your heart. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:31-32, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. God calls us to forgive others freely, fully, and unconditionally, just as He has forgiven us through Christ. When we have been wounded by others, it's natural to struggle with bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. The pain can feel overwhelming at times, but holding on to offense only hurts us and hinders our own growth and healing. As we bring our hurt to God and process it with Him, He can help us to release the person from our judgment and entrust them into His capable hands. We see a powerful example of this in the story of Stephen in Acts 7. Even as he was being stoned to death for his faith, Stephen prayed, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Like Stephen, when we choose to bless and forgive our offenders, we can experience a profound freedom and peace in our own hearts. Forgiveness doesn't mean that what the person did to us was okay or that we have to reconcile the relationship. It simply means we are releasing them from the debt we feel they owe us and choosing not to let the offense define us or control us any longer. We are trusting God to be the ultimate judge and to work in their life as He sees fit. As we learn to forgive and let go of offense, we create room in our hearts for God to heal us and to bring new, healthier relationships into our lives. We are set free to move forward into all the good things He has planned for us. So if you are struggling with bitterness or unforgiveness because of a painful ending to a relationship, know that God sees your hurt and He cares. Bring your pain to Him and ask Him to help you fully forgive and release the offense. As you do, He will mend your heart and lead you into a spacious place of freedom and blessing. Trust Him in the process and believe that His plans for you are always good. Number 8. One key reason God may remove people from your life is to realign your priorities and values. The company we keep has a profound impact on shaping our worldview, ambitions, and the things we pursue. When our relationships are not in alignment with God's will and His righteousness, we can easily find ourselves being pulled away from our true calling in Christ. The Bible warns us, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." If we surround ourselves with individuals who prioritize worldly success, selfish ambition, temporary pleasures, or ungodly values, we may start to adopt those same mindsets and drift from God's best for us. Their influence can subtly lead us astray, causing us to place the things of this world above our devotion to Christ. God, in His loving concern for our spiritual well-being, will often remove these negative influences from our lives. Much like a gardener prunes branches to promote healthy growth, God will trim away relationships that hinder us from bearing good fruit. His discerning hand guides the pruning process, even when we may not fully understand it in the moment. We see an example of this in the rich young ruler who approached Jesus seeking eternal life. The man had followed the commandments, but Jesus looked at him and said, "One thing you lack," He said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Sadly, the rich man went away grieving because he valued his great wealth more than following Christ. He was unwilling to realign his priorities to place God first. As a result, he missed out on the invaluable treasure of walking closely with Jesus and storing up eternal rewards. In the same way, God may remove people from our lives when they are leading us to prioritize temporary, worldly pursuits above His eternal kingdom. It could be a friend who constantly pressures us to compromise our values, a romantic partner who doesn't share our faith and pulls us from God, or even a family member who belittles our Christian walk. These relationships, as cherished as they may be, can hinder our spiritual growth and intimacy with Christ. God's pruning process is ultimately an act of love and protection. He sees the long-term impact of our associations and wants to guard our hearts and minds. By removing negative influences, God creates space for us to realign our focus on His purposes and to cultivate relationships that spur us on in our faith. As painful as these relational losses may be, we can trust that God has our best interests in mind. He is a good Father who gives good gifts to His children. When He removes someone from our lives, it is often because He has something better in store: a richer relationship with Himself, new friendships rooted in shared faith, or opportunities to impact others for His kingdom. The key is to surrender our relationships to God and trust in His perfect timing and wisdom. We may not always understand the reason behind the loss, but we can cling to the truth that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. As we align our priorities with God's heart and pursue His righteousness above all else, He will bring the right people into our lives to encourage, sharpen, and support us in our journey of faith. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and trust that every pruning season is ultimately for our spiritual growth and His glory. In the end, the greatest treasure we can ever attain is a vibrant relationship with Christ Himself. When God removes people from our lives to realign our priorities, He is inviting us into a deeper intimacy with Him, an eternal reward that far surpasses any earthly connection. May we have the courage to surrender every relationship to Him, knowing that His plans for us are always good and His love for us never fails. Number 9. My brothers and sisters. Sometimes the people in our lives, even the ones we care about deeply, can limit our growth and potential. Their words, actions, or expectations can hold us back from stepping into all God has for us. They may discourage us from pursuing our God-given dreams, or their negativity may drain our energy and faith. In some cases, their own brokenness and struggles can create chaos and dysfunction that hinders our ability to thrive. In His strategic wisdom, God will remove these people to position us for greater blessing and expansion. He sees the big picture of our lives and knows what we need to fulfill our purpose and destiny. By removing limiting relationships, God creates space for us to grow and flourish. He makes room in our lives for the people, opportunities, and open doors that will stretch us to the next level. This principle is illustrated in the life of Elisha. When Elijah called him to become his successor, Elisha had to leave his parents and his comfortable life as a farmer to step into his prophetic destiny. This separation was necessary for Elisha to fully embrace his calling and become the powerful prophet God intended him to be. In the same way, we may need to separate from key relationships to step into our greater destiny. This doesn't mean we stop loving or caring for these people, but we entrust them to God's care and recognize that our paths may need to diverge for a season. As we release them, we create capacity to welcome the divine connections and relationships that will propel us forward. Removing limiting relationships is an act of love, both for ourselves and for the other person. It frees us to become all God created us to be, and it allows the other person to grow and mature without the enabling or codependency that may have characterized the relationship. If you're in a season where God is removing people from your life, take heart. Trust that He is making room for something better. Embrace the new relationships and opportunities He brings your way, knowing they are designed to empower you to fulfill your God-given purpose. As you stay yielded to His leading, you'll discover the abundant life Jesus promised and experience the joy of walking in your divine destiny. Number 10. When God removes people from your life, it can be a profound test of faith that ultimately deepens your trust in Him. Though it's one of the most painful experiences we go through, losing significant relationships confronts us with challenging questions about God's goodness and love for us. We may wonder how a loving God could allow such loss and heartache. But it's in these very seasons of grief, doubt, and disorientation that God tenderly invites us to place our trust in Him like never before. As we wrestle with releasing our grip on the people we hold most dear, we slowly learn the transformative power of anchoring our hearts fully in the One who never leaves us and never forsakes us. In Genesis 22, God called Abraham to place his beloved son Isaac on the altar and sacrifice him. Abraham faced an excruciating test. Would he trust God enough to surrender what was most precious to him? As agonizing as it was, Abraham chose to believe that God was good and wise, even in asking him to do the unthinkable. At the last moment, God stayed Abraham's hand and provided a ram as a substitute sacrifice. Abraham's willingness to release Isaac into God's hands, painful as it was, deepened his faith and solidified his confidence in God's faithfulness. In the same way, when we face losing cherished people, it's an invitation from God to entrust them and ourselves completely into His care. We learn to open our clenched fists and release our desperate hold on relationships, believing that the Lord will provide all we need. Even when everything in us wants to grasp and control, the Spirit empowers us to surrender. Relinquishing relationships to God is an act of worship. It declares that He is supreme in our affections and sufficient for our needs. It proclaims that even when we can't see or understand His ways, we know that He is always good, always loving, and always working things out for our ultimate benefit and His glory. We learn to say with Job, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In pouring out our pain and entrusting our relationships to Him, we experience the beautiful truth that God Himself is the only one who can truly heal, satisfy, and save us. People will always let us down, but He never will. As we take our hands off of others and allow God to be God in their lives, we create space for Him to move and work in ways we never could. Losing people is undeniably painful, but it need not be the end of our story. These losses can be the very things that drive us deeper into relationship with Jesus and teach us to find our life, hope, and security in Him alone. As we fix our eyes on Christ and anchor our hearts in His great love for us, even the most painful relational losses become opportunities for spiritual growth and transformation. Though we wouldn't choose these seasons of loss, we can trust that the Lord wastes nothing and redeems everything for our good and His glory. As we release our grip and trust His heart, He tenderly heals and frees us to love others without idolizing them. Secure in Christ's unshakable love, we can open our hearts again, knowing that no loss is final in light of eternity. We have a great high priest who sympathizes with our pain and promises to one day wipe away every tear from our eyes. So if you find yourself grieving a painful relational loss today, know that God sees you, He understands, and He will not waste this trial. Pour out your heart before Him and dare to trust that this loss is not the end, but the beginning of a deeper, truer relationship with the One who will never leave your side. As you place your trembling hand in His, He will guide you each step of the way into a spacious place of freedom, healing, and unshakable hope. Hold fast to Jesus. The best is yet to come. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with heavy hearts, recognizing that there are people and relationships that are no longer part of our lives. While it pains us to lose these connections, we trust in Your divine plan for us. Lord, we know that You are a God of love and that You desire the very best for our lives. We believe that, in Your infinite wisdom, You sometimes remove people from our paths when those relationships no longer serve Your greater purpose for us. Help us to release them into Your care, trusting that this is part of the journey You have laid out before us. Please grant us peace in our spirits, even as we grieve the loss of these relationships. Comfort us with Your loving presence and fill the empty spaces with more of You. Help us to forgive where forgiveness is needed, both for ourselves and others. Give us the strength to release any bitterness or resentment, as we know these feelings will only hinder our walk with You. We pray for the people that are no longer in our lives, that You would bless them and guide them on their own journeys. Though our paths may have diverged, we wish them well, and we thank You for how You use them in our lives for a season. We know that every person and every relationship has a purpose in Your grand design. Most of all, we pray that You would use this time of transition to draw us closer to You. Help us to lean on You more fully, to find our identity and our security in You alone. Grow our faith and our trust in Your goodness, even when we don't understand our circumstances. We thank You that we are never truly alone, because You will never leave us or forsake us. You are a constant source of love, hope, and strength in our lives. Continue to guide our steps and shape our character as we move forward in this new season. In the name of Your Son Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to leave you with a final thought of encouragement and hope. Remember that when God is at work in your life, He is always working for your good, even when it may not feel like it in the moment. He is the Master Potter, shaping and molding you into the person He created you to be. And sometimes, that process involves removing people, relationships, or circumstances that are holding you back from your true potential. But even in the midst of these changes, know that God is with you every step of the way. He is the one who will fill the void left by those who have been removed, and He is the one who will bring new people and opportunities into your life that will help you grow and thrive. So, trust in His timing, lean on His wisdom, and believe in His power to rewrite your story in ways that you never thought possible. Embrace the changes that He brings, even when they feel uncomfortable or unfamiliar. Be willing to let go of the old to make room for the new. And above all, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He is the one who began a good work in you, and he will be faithful to complete it until the day of his return. As you step into this new season of your life, may you do so with faith, courage, and expectancy. May you experience the fullness of God's love, the abundance of his grace, and the joy of his presence now and always. Remember, your story is not over yet. In fact, the best is yet to come. So keep believing, keep persevering, and keep holding fast to the truth that with God, all things are possible. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he rewrite your story in ways that bring glory to his name and purpose to your life, now and forevermore. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.